area there around Pittstown is very similar, it seems, to major wine-producing areas in Austria.
Wow, okay.
So we usually think of wine grapes or the wines from France, which or Italy,
mm-hmm.
Spain, and so forth, which is Western Europe, but Eastern Europe produces a lot of wine, and it is quite different, German-type wine, Austrian-type wine. So he, against a lot of advice, he told me, he decided to plant vines that he obtained from Austria.
Okay.
And he produces reds and whites. The Riesling, this weekend, he said he's releasing a new Riesling. It's dry, not sweet. He made a special point of saying that because I said I like a dry Riesling but not a sweet, and he said, well, his is all dry, not sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're holding a special event this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Friday, they're releasing the Riesling, and on Saturday, they're holding a cooking class, which people can attend. And on Sunday, he said they will be making Zalona. I hope I pronounced that correctly. It's S-Z, one of those words that is impossible in English. But he said, think of it as the original BLT. It's slab bacon dusted with paprika and
okay.
cooked over a fire.
Okay.
So it sounds like a very different type of event that you can attend the Mount Salem festivities this weekend.
Nice. All right. So that's in is it Pittstown?
It's on Mount Salem Road in Pittstown.
Okay.
Or near Pittstown there. Go to Mount Salem Vineyards, that's mtsalemvineyards.com, and you'll find a full explanation of his history and background and what they do and the wines they have, and one by one you can check them out.
Nice.
They sell most of their wine, I understand, by subscription.
Mm-hmm.
They don't produce a lot, but what they do produce has won high praise from Wine Trail Traveler and Riesling Global, the Wall Street Journal, and so forth.
Wow. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, most people know Unionville.
Yes, sir.
That's the biggest one, and they have six vineyards in three different counties: Hunterdon, Mercer, and Warren. And they grow a wide variety of grapes.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a good flexibility in the types of wines that they produce, and they too have won many awards.
Yes.
For all kinds of wines. The original vineyard was planted back in 1987. It's on Rocktown Road there in Ringo's, which they hold all kinds of events. I talked to Tiffany Baldino. She handles the tasting room, which is open 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there, and she'll guide you through the tastings that are available. But on Saturday, the 14th of July, they're holding their Sunset Lobster Bake. Now, this is an annual affair which is held on the patio under a big tent, and people can sit on the patio, although she told me that all the reservations for the patio, which is 165 people, has already been taken. But you can find seating inside the winery in the cave room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still open.
Nice.
But in addition to the lobsters, and the lobsters are baked right there, cooked right there, and every person gets a lobster.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Talk about a full meal.
Yes, sir.
And they'll have music. The Darla Rich Jazz Quartet will be providing the music, and not yet released wines will be available for tasting, which is a good way to get a head start on what they're coming with later on.
Right. Yep. Now,
also, on the last weekend in July, the 28th and 29th, that's a Saturday and Sunday, Unionville will hold the Summer Artisan Market. Now, this is also an annual affair that attracts a large number of different artisans and different types of activities. Admission is free. Tastings will be available. You have to pay for the tasting. But 2 days going on there, the last weekend in the month. Go to UnionvilleVineyards.com and you'll find everything there.
Now, I was at, I did a mobile show over at Unionville a couple of years ago. And at the time, there was a winemaker named Cameron Stark there. And we were talking about, I was asking him about why is New Jersey such an opportunity for winemaking and grape growing, like you were talking about with the Mount Salem. And he said, he talked exactly about what you did, about the slope and the fertile soil and the like.
Soil types, yeah.
But what was the most interesting part of it to me was, I said, so how does this compare to California?